Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis, the beginning Yerushalmi, on Daf Chof Lamed Beis, the Mishnah of Halacha Gimel. Nosna ve'ilon, lemana me'asar tvachim eina Erev. If you put the Erev in a tree above 10 tvachim, it's not an Erev. Lemata me'asar tvachim, or is an Erev. If it was below 10 tvachim, it's an Erev. Nosna bevor, afir omrik, me'ama hori ve'erev. If it's in a pit, even 100 amas deep, it's an Erev. Nosna b'roish hakana, or b'roish hakuntus, kozman shu tolosh v'norutz, apilu kuvaya, mea ama harei ve'erev. If you put the Erev on top of a reed or pole, if it was initially detached and later inserted into the ground, it's an Erev. Nosna b'migdol, v'nor b'fonov, v'ova l'mafteya harei ve'erev. If one put it in a cabinet and locked it and lost the key, even so, it's an Erev. Rebbe Lezer oimer, im ein yadua, she'amafteyach b'makoymoy, ein ha'erev. Rebbe says if he doesn't know that the key is in his place, it's not an Erev. Gemara says, Hariv ve'eruv ve'osa, letal t'lai, lamata ve'gimol muta. Gemara says, below 10 tvachim is an Erev, but one may not move it because he uses a tree. If it's below 3 tvachim, it's permitted. Akasha im eruv ve'eruv, yeh muta letal t'lai, im osa letal t'lai, lo yeh eruv ve'eruv. The Gemara asks, well, if it's an Erev, it should be permitted to move it. If it's forbidden to move it, it should not be an Erev. The answer is it's considered proper because he could transgress the shvus, the issur rabbanon of using a tree, and eat it. If so, even above 10, it should be kosher. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel tipate shahisa kirasei abba. Rav Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, answered that the case is that the trunk was 4, in 4x4 trochim, for the tree is rishus hayochid, and he is rishus harabim. Rabbi Mana said this is when Rosh Hashanah surrounds it on every side, so he cannot bring it down. And he said, my Shavisa is below it. If his Shavisa was above, he could climb the tree and eat his Eruv.